I used to earn a living asking questions. Whatever the story, a school budget, cancer research, or an interview with a 5-year-old beauty queen, it was important to be sincerely curious. Otherwise, I might miss the story. Research also helped. So did guarding against presumptions and biases, and hearing what was not said as well as and as clearly as what was said. Only experience and good editors taught me these and other nuances of my craft. However, I was offered a hint one night in St. Louis in the late 1960s when I was still in journalism school. It was a big public party organized by hippies and lefties to mock and protest the Veiled Prophet Ball, an annual tradition celebrated in St. Louis by its richest white families. This party was loud and crazy, and I took refuge at a table where I started asking an older black man who was sitting there about his life. After all, I was training to be a professional question asker. He made a few evasive responses, and then he looked up from his drink. "You're never going to know what it's like to be me," he said, "because you are never going to have rats running around under your bed." "But you could try to tell me," I said lamely. He shook his head. I left the table, ashamed and awkward. It took me years to realize he was right. Years before I knew that the best questions, the best intentions, even living with rats myself, would not have let me know what it was like to be him. If only I had not been so self-conscious, so full of ego. If only I could have acknowledged the anger, the bitterness, and the deep weariness in his voice. If only I might have said, "You're right. Forgive my questions." If only I had been kindly curious. If only I had stayed at the table.